friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Have you ever wondered why we're learning hymns for our devotional time every morning? Well, there's several reasons. One of the reasons is that when you go to church and you are listening to some of the songs and the hymns that they are singing, the more hymns you know, the more familiar you'll be, and the more you will enjoy praise and worship time at church. Another reason why hymns are so special and so important is because many of them have stories behind them. The person who wrote the hymn might have a special story for why they wrote it, or some kind of circumstance that caused them to write it. Another reason why hymns are very special, it is because they have a deep meaning. There is so much comfort that we can get when we know the hymns and we're going through difficult times.
In the morning.
Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Thank you so much for coming back. We are continuing our Bible story, learning about Jesus' friends, Mary and Martha. Now, they also had a brother named Lazarus, but we're going to learn about him in a few weeks. Jesus was at Lazarus' house, and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him. Martha, their sister, she was pretty upset, wasn't she? Do you remember why? That's kind of where we left her. She had just come in, and she had just confronted Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." You can just hear how frustrated she is. It's not fair. Can't you just hear that? I can almost see her with her hands on her hips, being like, "How could she do this to me? I have so much to do. She's not doing anything." It's almost like she's accusing her of being lazy, isn't it? As Jesus listened, he knew how she was feeling. And Mary, how do you think she was feeling? Probably a little embarrassed, right? All she could think about was getting to listen to Jesus. In fact, there's a verse in Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. And you know what's so neat about this? Is that it probably describes how Mary was feeling. So let's open up to Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. Now, Psalms is in the Old Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts. In fact, Psalms is a very big book. It has 150 chapters. It's huge. So if you were to open right in the middle of your Bible, you would probably stumble across Psalms. Just a hunch, but try it. Open up your Bible to Psalms chapter 27. Esther, Job, Psalms. So that's where Psalms is. And then there's Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and it continues on. So that's Psalms. Psalms chapter 27, verse 4. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. So let's see what it says.
Something I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Do you think maybe that's how Mary was feeling? That all she wanted to do was just spend time with Jesus, and everything else kind of faded away and she didn't even think about it? Well, she may not have been thinking about it, but her sister was. And she had just told Jesus, and Jesus was about to say something. What do you think he's going to say? Do you think he'll agree with Martha or what? Well, let's see. We're going to go to Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. That's where we're going to pick up with this story. So Luke is in the New Testament, so the second part of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. What does Jesus say?
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
Whoa. He told Martha that Mary had chosen the good part. Well, I can imagine Martha probably went quickly back to the kitchen. She must have been thinking very seriously. Kind of embarrassing for her, because here she was asking Jesus to call out her sister, and Jesus says, well, what she chose is the good part. You're worried and troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen the what? Good part. She knew that it was important to eat, and she was probably a good cook too, who fixed amazing, delicious meals. But Jesus had said that what Mary was doing was more important than fixing the special meals. There's a wonderful book called The Desire of Ages, and it says in there that Martha needed less anxiety, that means stress, less anxiety for the things which would pass away, and more for those things which would endure forever. So what are the things that would pass away? Food, right? Food comes and it goes. But what will last forever? Jesus' words and Jesus' teachings and all the lessons that Jesus told, those are what endures forever. And that's what Martha needed to worry about. Well, Martha knew that Jesus loved them both. Perhaps after that day, Mary was more helpful before Jesus would arrive. And maybe Martha's meals weren't so fancy or take nearly as much work to prepare. But what did Jesus say was the most important thing to him? Was it a fancy dinner or to spend time with him? It was to spend time with him. Did you know that Jesus loves it when we spend time with him? In fact, Satan and his angels, they try everything they can to try to keep us from spending time with Jesus. Because if we don't spend time with Jesus, guess what happens? We will end up being overcome by Satan. He will tempt us and we will fall every time. It's only by spending time with Jesus, by trusting him, by doing everything we can to make sure that we have time with him, just like Mary did, sitting at his feet, that we can overcome and that we can have eternal life. That's the whole reason why I started this podcast. I see that so many times it's hard to spend time with Jesus. We don't have enough time, or we don't know what to do, or we can't read. Many of you children cannot read. And so it's hard for you to spend good quality time with Jesus. And that's why I started this podcast, because I want to see you develop a relationship with Jesus and spend time with Jesus and listen to his words and be changed by him. That's my goal. And you know what? The more you spend time with Jesus, but it all starts with spending time with him. I know I want to spend time with Jesus. I want his words to change me. I want to live by His words and to follow His words and to allow His words to change me from the inside. And then my actions will show that I love Him. How about you? Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the lessons He taught and the stories He told, and that we are able to learn of Him. Lord, I pray that you will help us to take each and every day to spend time with Jesus. Help us to make it a priority, to make it number one, before the busy day begins, that we will take time with you. Thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for being there for us and wanting to be our best friend. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We have one more day before finishing up this week's lesson. But before we go, we want to do our memory verse. You should know it by now, right? We've gone over it for the last 4 days. Today's day number 5. So I want you to sing very loudly and to sing along with our friends.
One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen a good heart, which will be taken away from her. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen a good heart, which will
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.